Imam Malik originally was from Yemen, and we said all of the four Imams were not Arabs except for Shafi'i rahimahullah. Everyone else, they were not Arabs. They came, his great-grandfather migrated from Yemen and he lived in Mecca among the people of Banu Tayyim. Banu Tayyim are the tribe of Abu Bakr, mashallah. Abu Bakr as-Siddiq is from Banu Tayyim. So that's why they say Imam Malik's fiqh and his school was affected by Abu Bakr a lot. Abu Bakr, you know, was very merciful. By the way, the Prophet ﷺ says a beautiful hadith about Abu Bakr. He said, "Arhamu ummati bi ummati Abu Bakr as-Siddiq," which means the most merciful of my ummah, in my ummah, or about my ummah, is Abu Bakr as-Siddiq. So maybe that's where Imam Malik got many of his, you know, opinions and stuff in terms of his fiqh. His father was used to work with the bow and arrow. He makes bow and arrows, so not that great profession. Although he was wealthy, we're going to talk about that later on, inshallah, Imam Malik rahimahullah. The other thing is he had four children, three boys and one girl. The oldest was called Yahya, and then Abdullah, and then Muhammad, and the youngest was the girl Fatima. And subhanallah, this is a kind of, you know, point to mention here. Many people complain of that. Yahya, his oldest son, was completely out of the whole picture of knowledge and Islam and stuff. He just wanted to play, just like his father when he was young. We said yesterday, Imam Malik, when he was young, he just wanted to play. The same way, Yahya, the oldest, was like that. Just wanted to play and waste his money on expensive clothes and make his hair, you know, spiky, if you want to say, like in our language now, just to look different, you know. So that's how his oldest son was. On the other hand, Fatima was just like her father, very knowledgeable, and we said she used to sit in the halaqah of her father behind the divider, and she would listen to the students reading the hadith. If one of them, and she, without looking, she memorized the hadith. If one of them makes a mistake, she will knock at the divider, and she will stop. Her father will stop him and tell him to say the hadith again, and she will correct it. So she was very knowledgeable. And by the way, Imam Malik says a beautiful word here. He said, "Al-adab min Allah, manners and good behavior come from Allah. Wallahi, I raised them both up the same way, Yahya and Fatima. Yahya turned out to be this way, and Fatima turned out to be this way, and it's not in my hand." And I think we all agree that we have sometimes, you know, those who have three, four children, one of them might be on one side of the road and the other one is completely on the other side. And you did exactly the same way with both of them. Just tells us that hidayah comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As he said, al-adab, manners and good behavior comes only from Allah. And we know the son of Prophet Nuh was not a good son, and that was a prophet, and of course he did everything he could to raise him up.